everybody. Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. I am Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day on this amazing Tuesday. And today's devotional is called Speak Boldly. I love this scripture found in Acts 3, chapter 3, verse 6. It says, Peter said, silver and gold I don't have, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Peter and John were walking in the temple, and there was a person begging at the gate. But instead of giving them money, the apostles flipped it completely around and offered him healing in the name of Jesus. That's bold. I'm sure they could have scrounged up some change, but in faith, they offered him something far greater and trusted that God would deliver. When Jesus left the earth, he left us in power. He said that we would have received power after the Holy Ghost come upon us. Of course, that's Acts 1:8. Boldness is the consequence of fire. If you receive fire from the Holy Ghost, you're going to be bold. Once you have true encounters with Jesus, you'll have power. You'll walk in a greater authority, and you'll be a witness to what God wants to do on the earth through you. God wants to open doors for you and give you the gift of boldness. Are you ready to receive the gift and use it for his glory? And then the question says, if you pray for boldness, expect that God will put it in you in the situations that... If you pray for boldness, expect that God will put you in situations that require it. Are you ready to open your mouth today? I love it. I love it. Boldness is needed. The disciples never prayed for faith, but they asked for boldness. We had, years ago, an old mama in the church who got a letter in the mail. And the letter was some sort of like invitation, and it said, you can have brunch with a former governor of Connecticut, Governor Lowell Weicker. So Governor Weicker says that you can come, you got to pay a certain amount of money. She didn't have that money. It was, like a political event. So someone came to her house later that day, said, I just feel like I'm supposed to give you this money. It was exactly what she needed. So she registered for the event to go in hopes that she could share the gospel with the governor. I mean, this is incredible. Talk about boldness. She's very soft-spoken. She's a mama, but she went. It's on television. It's being recorded. There's lots of political people involved. There's lots of news cameras. They open up at the end of the brunch for people to do questions and answers. She raised her hand to get on the list. She got on the list. At one point, it didn't look like they were going to get to her question. And then finally, she was miraculously the last question. And they gave her a microphone. They put the camera on her and they said, what would you like to say to Governor Weicker? What is your question? And this amazing mother said, Governor Weicker, very soft-spoken African-American lady. She said, Governor Weicker, I just want to thank you for all of your service, everything you've done. And, he's like, sure, absolutely. Thank you. And she said, well, I just have one question for you. My question is, has anyone told you that God loves you and has a plan for your life? And the governor stopped and said, no, actually, nobody's ever told me that. And then she proceeded and said, well, then let me ask you another question. If you were to die today, do you know that you're going to heaven, Governor Weicker? You've been in public service. You've, impacted people's lives. But do you know that if you die today, you're going to heaven? He said, I don't. And she said, well, the Bible's clear that it says that he writes these things that you may know you have eternal life. Would you mind if I prayed for you that you would know that you have eternal life? God loves you, Governor Weicker. Can we pray right now? And in an uncomfortable moment, he says, no, we can't do that right now, but, maybe later. Later never came. But I'll tell you what was a victory. The gospel was preached. We fail to understand is it's not always the results that we need. It's being obedient to what he's called us to do. You preach the gospel, he does the results. But it takes boldness to stand for truth and preach the gospel. And so I'm telling you, if God's presence and power has touched your life, it better be seen with boldness. God's not looking for Christians to hide truth, compromise truth, live in sin. He's looking for people to be bold, to stand for truth. That's what he's looking for. And so I'm telling you right now, being bold is what matters. It is boldness of the gospel. And it's not a boldness in ourselves. It's boldness in his word. I have faith in his word. I have excitement in his word. It's not me, it's him. And so like the devotional said this morning, if you've been touched by the Holy Spirit, boldness will be a part of it. And we see amazing scriptures of boldness, right? We see people declaring stuff, praying for people, not wanting to bow down, the fiery furnace. I mean, nonstop. And I'm going to tell you the difference between boldness and courage. I believe that boldness is a gift that comes on your life and you don't even feel fear. I believe it is a gift. Courage, in the face of fear, you still do what's right, which is far more common. But I'm praying today that the Lord would give you a gift of boldness, put you in situations where fear is not even going to be present, and that you would just do what God has called you to do. Father, today I thank you for every person listening to the sound of my voice. I thank you for a gift of boldness to come on their life. Lord, that you would speak to them, that they would open their mouth and you would fill it, that they would stand for truth in opportunities that wouldn't normally be there for them, that they would take these opportunities. Holy Spirit, put everyone in the sound of my voice in places where boldness would be activated and needed. And we thank you for the gift of boldness in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on. Amazing. That's it for today. Again, you want to join us, pick up the Engaging Heaven Today devotional and join us every day as we do devotionals together. We love you. As always, thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven Today. I'm out.